You're listening to It's Not That Deep, the podcast. Join us as we explore everything from lifestyle tips and trends
to hard-hitting and thought-provoking topics.
Our goal is to provide a space where you can feel comfortable and heard,
while also offering insights and advice on how to navigate life's challenges.
So tune in and join us on this journey of self-discovery and growth. Let's get into it.
Hey friends, we're back. It's Bree
and Jenna.
Oh, well, okay.
Y'all, yeah. You know that Bree has
anxiety.
Introduction anxiety.
Oh, I don't like it.
But it's us and we're here.
We're here.
It's fine. You know what we're talking about today? Because everybody and their mother is talking about this.
That was...
I know. It was on the nose.
Gypsy Rose. Oh, my gosh.
We need to unpack all of that.
About this.
I do too. But first, we'll just like ease our way into that. And we'll talk about some lighthearted things first. Yeah. But this is definitely going to be like a pop culture-ish
pop culture
episode.
Catch up.
Yeah.
The first thing I want to share, because this had me in stitches, and I did send this to Bree in our Instagram chat thread. This is the word of the day, you guys. And this brings me so much joy.
I'm obsessed with this.
Okay. The word of the day.
Phrase of the day, maybe.
Well, it is technically the word of the day.
But that's true.
Because it's a hyphenated word.
Okay.
The word of the day is herkle-derkle.
Herkle-derkle.
Herkle-derkle. This is the best thing of the week for me. A 200-year-old Scottish term meaning to lounge in bed long after it's time to get up. Happiness is herkle-derkling. I hope that you got to herkle-derkle at least once this week. To just lounge in bed way past the time you should have been up. I myself herkle-derkled this morning.
I herkle-derkled twice this week.
Wait, I keep getting so tickled by your glass.
What? Yeah, is that I'm, like a blender part?
So,
like,
y'all, what? My dishes are dirty. I am drinking water out of a creamy, you know, that it went viral on TikTok, the creamy.
Oh.
The Ninja Creamy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This
okay.
is the Ninja Creamy container. It holds a lot of water, though, so I'm hydrating.
And it has multiple uses.
It does.
It can heat up a baby bottle.
Yes, we heated up Ollie's bottle in it.
It makes things, and it holds drinking water.
It does.
It's great. Herkle-derkle. It's just such a fun thing to
it's
say.
It's so great, yeah.
And I love,
I also wanted to share, I think this is so funny. I sent this to Brie. This is a meme, and it said, "Amen. Hey. Me. That's enough.
That's enough.
Sir."
That's all you have to do is
no more words.
Say hello.
I love it. Do you have any word of the day you'd like to share? Any fun little thing
to tickle
our fancy?
No. I mean, herkle-derkle does it.
It's pretty great.
I do love it. Okay, so I was looking up things to bring up in this, like, in the beginning of this episode, and there's a Reddit thread, and it's does anyone have 2024 pop culture predictions? There's really not many that tickled my fancy, as you said. But one of them was Taylor Swift becomes a billionaire. Is she not already?
No.
Oh. I feel like she would be after all of the hype.
I don't believe she is.
Are all of the Kardashians billionaires at this point?
No.
No, they're not.
I don't think they are. We know Kylie is,
yeah.
But... Is Kim?
I think
though?
Kim is,
but I don't
maybe
think
that's it.
I don't think Khloe is, and Courtney's not.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
And then the other one that I saw. Oh, this one just made me chuckle because I don't understand. The prediction is Dua Lipa legally changes her name to Dula Peep.
What? Like, what is that? Dula Peep. I don't understand.
Has that been?
Wait, can I see it?
Yeah. Dula Peep.
Dula Peep.
Like, is that a thing?
Maybe that's, like, people don't know how to say her name, and so they say it incorrectly.
Dula
Peep. It's a joke.
Anyway. Yeah. The rest of them are just kind of boring, but.
Did you watch any of the award shows?
Mm-mm.
Me either.
No.
But I do love to get on social media and see what people are wearing.
Okay,
that brings
I do that
me
too.
Great joy. I love
yes.
to see, like, what does their makeup look like? What's their hair? How are they styled?
I do love that.
Did they herkle-derkle this week?
Oh my gosh.
Let's just jump right in to talk about
Gypsy Rose
Blanchard.
I just, there's so much to unpack here.
There is, but
do you want to summarize?
I was reluctant to even show interest in any of this, but everybody's so obsessed. And I think it's kind of bizarre that people are so obsessed with her. If you don't know who Gypsy Rose is, I remember this story too. I'd forgotten that she existed until she was released from prison. So Gypsy Rose Blanchard was the victim of Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Her mother, her mother's name was Dee Dee. But her mother was never formally diagnosed.
Right.
But essentially her mother convinced her, all of the close people in their life, and many doctors apparently, that Gypsy had various illnesses.
So many.
And she was in and out of the hospital, and she was in a wheelchair, and just, it was a very sad situation. And from Gypsy's perspective, she not only was that awful, but she was abused in other ways by her mother. And so ultimately, to get out from under her mother, she had her mother murdered.
Yes. By her boyfriend at the time.
Well, so she says, I saw her, she was, okay. There was a podcast episode I listened to, you know, 0.5 seconds, where she was talking about this. She met a man online.
Okay.
And the man had already been saying some things to her that were off color.
Oh.
And so when she brought up her situation that, you know, her mother needed to die, he was like, say less, I'm in.
Ew.
And he ended up stabbing her. And I don't know if he assaulted her prior. I don't know if she was just, he murdered her, if there was assault included. I don't know. But this did happen in 2015.
Right.
He stabbed her.
But then they did have a relationship for a little while, or at least
apparently
a
they
physical
did.
One.
His name was Nicholas. He is in prison, of course, because he's the one that actually committed the murder.
Right.
Gypsy Rose has been released for what was the charge? I don't know what the charge was, but he is still in prison. He stabbed her with a knife in the bathroom, or he hid the knife in the bathroom, something along those lines.
Because she was in bed, she was asleep.
It says here that the knife that was hidden in the bathroom.
Yeah.
He killed her mother. So that's how she got out from under that terrible situation.
Let's talk about first the, all of the random things, the operations that she went through.
Yes.
She underwent so many things that I'm just flabbergasted that she was even, the mother, Dee Dee, was even able to convince doctors
to
do these things.
I can't wrap my mind around that.
Like,
how is it, I mean, okay, maybe one doctor would be like, okay, all right.
But not so many, and so many different procedures. She had her salivary glands removed.
I know.
She had a feeding tube placed. Mm-hmm. She was forced to convince others that she couldn't walk. She was in a wheelchair, even though she knew, like in documentaries that I've watched, she knew she could walk.
Mm-hmm.
But all she knew was her mom told her not to move her legs. And so it's just so bizarre. And like, even they've read through doctor's notes and things from previous, like, surgeon notes and everything. And one doctor did say in his note, like, there's no evidence of XYZ, whatever she was talking about, potential Munchausen by proxy. Mm-hmm. But then that was that. Like, nobody looked into it further. Like, that's just so crazy to me that all of that went down and
nobody tried to help her.
Yeah.
Nobody was suspicious. Or if they were suspicious,
they just, like,
it didn't go beyond a fleeting suspicion.
Right. How in the world?
And I think that's so sad.
It is very sad.
What was happening to her in her home by her own mother.
Yeah. Like, the one person that you're supposed to feel safe mm-hmm. with. And she even mentioned in an interview, she was like, I didn't really know at the time that I was being abused because that's all I ever knew.
Right.
When you grow up being abused, you just think that that's life. Mm-hmm. Like she said, I knew that my life was different from others, but I didn't know how, like, I didn't know why, you know, which is just so sad. It's so sad. Like I feel bad for Gypsy Rose that she grew up that way and that she experienced all of that. And like now she's having to kind of learn how to live mm-hmm. in a normal way.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? What are your opinions and thoughts on her being released from prison and now, or from jail, whatever, I don't know. I don't know what the difference is. And now she's like
a celebrity.
A celebrity instantaneously.
I think it is so creepy. So odd that so many people have elevated her, put her up on this pedestal. I mean, what she went through was horrible.
Yes.
And I think it is so sad that that is what she thought was the way out. That's terrible. She served her time and she's really, okay, fine. She right. served her sentence. By all means, go live your life now. But I think it is so odd that people have elevated her.
Yeah.
I mean, there are even these bizarre thirst traps for Gypsy Rose on like TikTok. I mean, what are you doing?
That is so weird.
It's to me. Very odd. And like, why do you care so much?
Yeah. Well,
that sounded mean, but true. Like, why do you care so much to elevate her to celebrity?
Yes.
Care about her story. Have compassion for her. Now just let her go live her life. And I think it is kind of odd for her too.
Yeah.
She's been on so many shows and like, why are you doing this?
And I wonder, does she have a team that's like helping her through all of this? Because some of the stuff that she's talking about, I mean, obviously I know she can't go back to jail for the same crime, but like, you might not want to.
She shares very openly. Incriminate
yourself like very in detail about certain things. And just so flippantly, like, yeah, I asked him to kill my mom, and yeah, I don't know, just like random details that I'm like, girl, why are we rehashing all of this? Like, you need to move on. You need to live your life. You need to reinvent yourself. This is not how to do it.
Right.
Because now your whole identity and your whole celebrity self is based on having your mother murdered.
Like you had your mother murdered. Exactly. Because
you are a
because you were abused.
Right.
This is still wrong.
Right.
We don't.
Why? Like,
it's still wrong. And, you know, she has said on a couple of shows and podcasts that the whole reason she's doing this is to advocate for others that might be in similar situations, to bring more awareness.
Understandable.
That's understandable. That's wonderful. That's a great thing to be doing. Except she's going on these shows and all people care about is the salacious nature of what went on. What things did your mother do to you?
Well,
what
were your thoughts? They want the details.
What got you to the point of, you know, having your mother killed? Like, what does that have to do with helping anyone else who might be in a situation like this?
Right.
This isn't advocating for those people at all.
No.
This is just about...
You're glamorizing...
Yes, that's a great word for it. Glamorizing.
A terrible story of abuse and murder.
Mm-hmm.
And like, people did the same thing when... Obviously, I know this was like way back, but when they... made the Netflix thing about Jeffrey Dahmer. They were like obsessed with him. And I'm like, you do realize that that is very problematic. Like, why are we?
And once again, there are like tons of women on social media making thirst traps.
Yeah.
And like, I am sorry. Why? This man murdered people, even resorted to cannibalism. What he did was heinous.
Yeah. And we're making
what? This is deeply concerning about our society.
Oh, yeah.
That we will elevate people that do these heinous things.
Yeah. Because to them, to us, when I say us, as America, it's entertaining. That's all we care about.
Right. It's just
we just want to be entertained.
Never mind the families of some of Jeffrey Dahmer's victims came out. I'm like, this is horrible what y'all are doing. This is incredibly painful for us.
Yeah.
For all of this to be rehashed, but now it's being glorified, and you're glorifying the person that murdered somebody I love.
I cannot imagine being the families of one of the victims and like, ooh, the anger I bet they have for all of it. I mean, I don't understand why we have as a society made that okay. And like I said, glamorized it. And it's just like, one story after another. We're always looking for the next. And I mean, Where do you draw the line? Because even me, I find a lot of entertainment in like true crime stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, maybe, which I will say, it's interesting. Go kind of tying this back into like motherhood. Like, sorry, I mean, that is kind of my identity now. it has to be. But like, I am so much more sensitive to things that I used to listen to or watch.
Mm-hmm.
I can't bring myself to do it anymore because it just is so unsettling and it makes me physically ill sometimes. It's been interesting to see like what I have had to adjust. But I used to listen to true crime podcasts all the time and like listen to terrible stories of murder and blah, blah, blah. Podcasts, documentaries. I used to watch so many documentaries and I still do sometimes, but like not if they're, oh, I never, like I did not even attempt to watch the Jeffrey Dahmer thing because I knew that was going to be a big no. But I have watched a lot of the interviews and documentaries with Gypsy Rose because I'm just so interested in, I wanted to learn about like the story of her abuse, but then like when it started going, now that she's released and everybody was posting stories and reels and all these different things about her being released. And like, I don't, it's just so, the whole thing is so bizarre how people have reacted to this.
Yeah.
And I just don't, it's just weird. Like,
it is very odd. I had totally forgotten about the story. It's been years since I heard anything about it. And when she was released and you see it everywhere, I was like, oh, that's right. You know, and I was interested in what she had to say as an adult.
Yes.
About what she had lived.
Yes. Me too.
Because there could be inspiration to be found in how have you overcome all that was stolen from you.
Right.
What are you doing now? You know, what kind of things bring you joy? Like, because she served her time.
How long was she in jail?
I can't remember.
I don't remember how young she was when she was... Was she...
She was a teenager, wasn't she? Because she's 30-something now. I think she's 30.
Okay.
30 years old now. She was at least a decade, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
10 years. A little more than 10 years.
Let's see.
But originally...
How long was Gypsy Rose in jail?
I was interested to see what she has to say as an adult about her lived experience. What she's walked through. What has she learned since then, having made the choices, having now faced the consequences of those choices? I would be interested to hear about that and then hear her thoughts about too, like, how could you advocate for people that are in similar situations?
Yeah.
But then what I got
was not that.
And it just became concerning to the point reading or consuming any more material about it at this point. Yeah. So just, this is
too much.
This has nothing to do with the actual story and any valuable information that could be taken from it.
Like, it could have been spun an entire different way to, like, truly, like you said, help someone else.
Yeah.
And I think we're past that at this point.
Oh, it's so far past that. This is so random about this, but I did notice this, and other people brought it up. Because I'm not going to speculate about who she is or what she is capable of now. We don't know. People do things in desperation.
Yeah.
We don't know. But it is disconcerting. Her husband, he looks exactly like her mother. Have you seen the pictures?
Uh-uh.
He is the male version of her mother.
Oh, I have to look.
And I would be very interested to know what a psychologist has to say about that.
Oh, interesting.
Because they met when she was in prison.
Was he also in prison?
No, he wrote her. He was with a friend, a female friend, I don't remember how it came up. He told his story about this. I think the female friend said, you should write Gypsy Rose or something, because he had been interested in her story. So he says, watch the movie about it, yada, yada.
Yeah.
She was going to write some man in prison, somebody who had been, you know, the media had picked up the story, and she was like, you should write Gypsy Rose. Do you see? He looks just like her.
That's
the
creepy.
Friend, he says, the female friend never wrote the man that was in prison, but he did write Gypsy Rose, where he talks about, you know, how compelling her story was, blah, 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 and then says something about, like, you know, you've not had the opportunity to really know anybody, and then tells her stuff about him. Here's who I am. And that impacted her, apparently. They got married while she was still in prison.
That's right, because, okay, I do remember hearing her say that because she was worried about him seeing her after. Wow. That is so bizarre to me.
And this is what I find a little unsettling. Uh-huh. And I have to be so careful. I don't want to become one of those people that's like making all these judgments about others.
Right.
But it is a little odd that this man knows Gypsy's story.
Yeah.
He doesn't know her personally. He knows her story, which is it's a really harsh, yeah, traumatic story.
Terrible.
And at the time, the story is really more so about her childhood into young adulthood, because was she charged as an adult? Was she 18?
She was, yes. Okay. And then real quick, I'm just going to add, she was sentenced to 10 years. She spent 8. And she was released after 8.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah.
Not by any means a grown woman, right? The story that he was so compelled by.
That's weird. Yeah, I don't
know. So he writes Gypsy Rose. You don't know this person at all.
No.
You certainly don't know them as the woman they've become.
What are the intentions?
Right. What were your intentions? That's just a little odd to me. And to say, because when he said it, he was like, you know, I loved her story, but I'm like, what about the story?
Yeah.
Because I understand meeting somebody in life, learning about things. You don't know them, right? Learning things they've been through, right, and
having respect for
something they've been through or how they've overcome, or like loving who they've become, the strength that they have. Like, okay, I get that. But to say, I loved her story, so I wanted to write her
while she was in prison.
It's just odd. And I don't know. I just find it a little unsettling. And then from her side of it, he looks just like her mother. And I'm interested about the psychology of that. What does that mean? Has what she lived through played into her relationship with him? Does he have qualities that we don't see in their interpersonal relationship?
That's so weird.
That she's are like 35. Her mother?
I'm reading this.
It's a little unsettling.
Very unsettling.
And I hate saying that because I know it's none of my business. Wow. You know?
They've kind of made it our business at this point. If she, I would feel differently if she was getting all this publicity and she was trying to run from it.
Mm-hmm.
But she's really feeding into it. And I'm like, you're kind of making the whole thing our business anyway. Like I'm not saying this judgmentally, but she wants the attention. Like, she wants to talk about it. She's doing all these interviews and she's, you know, agreeing to documentaries and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, I mean, we're learning about it because you keep talking about it. you know what I mean?
What is the aftermath of what she lived for her emotionally?
Right.
And how has that played into her relationship with that man? I don't even remember his name. Her husband, Brian.
Yeah.
Is he controlling? Does he have personality traits that are like her mother? Maybe he's completely opposite, but what drew her to him?
Yeah.
Because as far as we know, right, she lived a very isolated life. She did have some boyfriends and did, you know, she was sexually active and stuff. Like, okay. She wasn't completely hidden from the world, and she obviously had access to the internet.
Right.
Because of the boyfriend that murdered the mother.
Yes.
So she's not so sheltered that there's this innocence about her. She didn't know anything about the world.
Right. But she, yeah.
But she was absolutely impacted by this experience.
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't know. I find that part more interesting about like the psychology of it, her trauma. I know she did say that she has been working with therapists for the past 8 years. So, you know, and she says she's able to talk about it so black and white. Here it is because of that, because she's worked through all of the emotional
and she
stuff.
Is very well spoken. Like, she knows what she wants to say about it. She, because I almost was curious to see, like, I was expecting her developmentally to be very, like,
I know, young. Yeah, but she's not at all.
She's not. She acts like a, well,
like an average 30-something.
Yeah.
It does make sense, too, because also we know there is plenty of access to the internet as well and many other things in prison.
That's true.
It's not like you're completely separate, isolated from the world, and you don't even know what's going on.
That's true.
Just not true. So, yeah. And we know, too, from her saying that hundreds of men wrote her and reached out. So
that's so creepy.
That is creepy in of itself.
Like, why? Yeah, what about Ryan? What about her husband? Like, caught her attention.
Stood out, made her feel safe.
Right.
I would be interested in that aspect of it, but
that's what we need a documentary on, people. we already know the story, okay? But yeah, it is very odd to me that I forgot that he had written her.
Yeah.
He was, I don't like that. Weird.
So those are my opinions.
Yes.
It's just a little odd. But, you know, I hope that it's all exactly as it appears and they love each other and that they get to live a long, peaceful, happy life together. She did it. She was tried, convicted, served her time. Yep. Go live your life and go be a productive member of society.
Yes. I hope she continues to emotionally and mentally heal from all of the abuse. And I would love to see that for her.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's nothing else going on.
I know. We hope.
Hopefully.
We hope for the best.
Yes. So I feel like that's that. That's what we have to say about Gypsy Rose. The whole thing is just interesting. And this is not really pop culture-esque, but I was watching videos on TikTok the other day. Shocker. And something else that like kind of creeps me out are the videos that people post about like the glitch in the Matrix.
Yes.
Or like, you know what I'm talking
about? I know.
So it's like a glitch or something unexplainable that's happening. And it really does make you think like, well, how do you explain that? Like, I don't like it. I don't like anything that does not have an explanation or that like makes me think.
Makes you question your reality.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't like it.
It's like the Mandela effect stuff.
Oh yeah. That stuff trips me out.
The one that I definitely agree, because there's the Berenstain Bears thing. Yeah. People saying it was never, it's Berenstain, not Berenstain, something like that. And Fruit of the Loom was, there was somebody who proved it. This girl became obsessed with this idea that there was a cornucopia. Fruit of the Loom says there was never a cornucopia, you guys.
She's like, I'm going to
It's only ever been fruit. And she's like, that is not true.
No,
I and many others that have been alive for at least 30-something years know that there was a cornucopia. I was one of those people, too. Like, I remember the cornucopia as a child.
On the labels, all over the place.
But Fruit of the Loom is like, y'all are all crazy. That was never a thing. So she does a deep dive. She went through her closet, her parents' closet, her friends' closets, looking for an old Fruit of the Loom t-shirt, anything, underwear, something. And she found one with the label on it, with the cornucopia. Okay, so then she started doing a deep dive, going all the way back to the origin of this company.
Yeah.
And what their logos looked like through time, and found all kinds of legal documents. And she proved it. There was, in fact, a cornucopia originally. And the company's hiding this, denying that this was ever a thing.
Like, what's the point of denying that?
I know, what is
that?
The point? And I think it's interesting that how easily you can convince people that have, in fact, seen and lived through something that it never existed. Happened.
Well,
it almost validates some of the conspiracy theories.
I agree.
About our country, does it not?
Listen.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of that girl.
The lizard people? No, I'm kidding.
Not the lizard people.
Kidding.
No, seriously though, all of those things do make me sit and think, what can and what I can't believe? Like, what should I not
real?
Be? Yeah.
About our society. Obviously not like, you know, the grass is real. The sky's
right, okay. Right.
We're not living in an actual simulation.
Yeah.
But however, you do wonder sometimes if the societal constructions that we live in are in some ways legitimately just manipulating us as a whole.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the older I get, the more I realize, oh, we 150% are being manipulated in many ways. Like,
oh, yes.
They have, like... Gosh, we're in a...
Here we go.
Here's a rabbit trail. Or would it be down the rabbit hole? I don't know the difference.
Oh, wait. This is... Okay, hold on. Let's talk about this for a second.
Is this down the rabbit hole? Because we're really about to deep dive. Or because, like, is it a rabbit trail just like...
No,
a
rabbit
like...
trail is we're talking... Let's say we're talking about Gypsy Rose. And while you and I are talking about Gypsy Rose, I start talking about, like, chocolate ice cream. Like, I'm rabbit trailing for a second about this other topic.
So we're about to go down the rabbit
hole. We're going down the rabbit hole. Ooh. We're falling to the rabbit hole like Alice.
No, that's a weird movie. Anyway, okay. It does make me question a lot. And like even, okay, how do I even bring this up? Like the music industry. And
the Illuminati.
Yes.
Or like the rituals for success and stuff.
See that stuff.
The humiliation rituals, the blood rituals. Oh, don't even get me started.
We need to get started. It's weird because like nobody, if you just take everything at face value and you're like, this is the world, this is how, but like, if you even question it a little bit or like start doing a little bit of research, you quickly realize like, oh, this, the world is not as it seems.
Yeah.
And Hollywood in general freaks me out. Like growing up, I used to say like, I thought I wanted to be an actress, and that was quickly short-lived. But then I was like, I want to be a singer. I want to sing. I want to have my own, you know, records out, whatever. I know that life would look so drastically, scarily different if I had ever pursued that. Because, I'm not saying like my abilities, but like connection wise, when we lived in Tennessee, we could have recorded something, or like my dad could have helped me do that. But like, what would life look like if I had gone down that road? Like, that's scary to think about.
Yeah.
Do you believe that maybe not necessarily how layman's terms, like people have created the Illuminati in your head, but do you believe something like that exists in Hollywood?
I do.
Okay, I do too.
I believe that there is a hub of power.
Yeah.
That certain people hold.
Yeah.
And they control a lot.
But
I mean, I don't think the Illuminati's, there aren't a bunch of people in a satanic cult.
No, I think
there are some horrible things that go on. We know people that have left the industry that speak openly about.
Oh yeah.
No, a lot of these really unsettling things that you can't wrap your mind around because you've not witnessed them and you should never witness them, they really do go on.
Yeah.
Yes. But the idea, like you're saying, the Illuminati, the way that it's portrayed on social media is like this club. Like, no.
No.
Yeah. But I do believe that there is a lot of money and a lot of power that is held by certain people.
Yeah.
And then
that
you can
are kind
either
of the puppet masters.
Yeah. You can either kind of become a part of that circle and be willing to do what you're told to be successful and have money. And that might be kind of ugly.
Yeah.
That might
kind of really
might be, require some things that make you completely walk away from who you were. Like you're saying, who am I? Who do I become?
Right.
To be a celebrity, to have success.
Yeah.
And all that's just ugly.
Yeah.
It just kind of is.
It is.
And
yeah.
I don't think it breeds happiness.
Right. Ugh. It's so I just can't imagine. Did you see any of the trending videos of Lil Nas X promoting his new song?
You know, I did. And I saw them and was like, why are people believing this?
I know.
He's proven.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, proven himself to be actually quite gifted at marketing.
Very.
If you understand that it's marketing.
Yeah. Like,
right? That's what he's doing. Do we all remember how that song, was it Old Town Road or whatever it's called? Became popular. We know what he did, right? We all know that was brilliant marketing.
Yes.
Okay. Applause to you for being smart and savvy in that way.
Yeah.
Why do you think that he's not still doing that and that you're not just completely putty in his hands?
You know what I mean? Falling for all of his tricks.
Yeah.
He started posting videos with Christian music in the background saying, like, you know, some of the captions read, like, you know, remembering that God's got me during this time. I'm about to expose, you know,
all giving of the these, date. I'm exposing on this date, you know, 1 week from now.
Yeah. Saying he was going to release gospel music, like all these things. And so, of course, I ran to the comments. I was like, what are people saying? And of course, so many people. Yeah. I teleported. People were like, you know, oh my gosh, I hope this is true. Praying for you during this time. Like, can't wait to hear what you're going to expose. And again, like you said, he's a marketing genius as far as like what he knows will get people's attention.
Yeah.
And so some of his delivery was very, it seemed like, I'm not saying I believed it, but I'm saying his delivery was, for lack of a better phrase, good. Like, he did it well to capture people's attention, and people were just
eating
commenting. Yeah,
oh,
just
yeah.
really eating it up, saying, like, can't wait. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see what you're about to say. You know, I can't wait for your gospel album. So thankful that you're finally come to Jesus, blah, blah, blah. And the disgust I felt in my spirit, especially when he started releasing the, like, the truly blasphemous videos of him on a cross and blah, blah, blah. Of course he was promoting a new song. Of course. What did you think he was doing? Like, I just don't understand the thought process.
I mean, do we not recall the things he's already done? Do we not recall?
I just,
there are patterns.
Yes.
To marketing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it's a science in a way.
Exactly. I mean, you literally can study this.
Yes. Yeah.
You can become really good at this.
Yeah.
Obviously. It just irritates me that such a great number of people will just buy into something immediately. And I'm not saying that if that weren't true.
Yeah.
If Lil Nas had come to a complete change in his life.
That would have been fantastic.
That would have been great.
Praise the Lord.
That's fantastic. But people show you who they are.
Yes.
Okay.
The Bible literally says that.
You can look at anybody, even your average everyday person who doesn't have any celebrity, look at their life. Their life will tell you who they are.
Yes. So
looking at his history, it would be wise to be a little suspicious about the authenticity of these claims.
Yes.
Right? And then if he proved that the authenticity, like, this was completely genuine, how great is that?
Yes.
Can we all move on with our lives?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Right.
But to be like, oh, and then look at all the traction he gets.
And you're giving him exactly what he's
wanting. And then he immediately posts himself being nailed to a cross. Like, he made fools of people, and he knew that he was going to make fools of them way in advance. And it just is disheartening.
It is very,
you know?
And he's not the only one that has done that. And every single time I'm like, why? And the same people fall for it every single time. People are just so quick to...
And I don't want to sound... I don't even know what the word is. I think it can come across as harsh. Like, well, you're being so harsh. What's wrong with being positive? Be positive, yes. But also, I think wisdom.
Yes.
Wisdom says, yes, be positive, but let's also take into account what we know to be fact.
Yeah. Well, I think discernment plays a part in that.
Yeah.
You can, like you said, what am I trying to say? Use the context clues.
Yes. Use the context clues.
Yes. We all...
It's just disheartening.
It is.
Just disheartening, you know?
And I feel like it's only getting worse, as we know it will. But like...
Revelation.
Yeah. But it's just... I feel like we're in a scary time. And things are just revealing themselves as they do. And, of course people are like, we're in the end times. Like,
they've been saying that for centuries.
Yes. Like, and everybody, yes.
Everybody believed it with all their heart when they were saying that back then.
I said millions of years ago. But like, and technically, they were right, and so are we. Jesus is coming back. He's been coming back ever since he left. You know, like, yes, that is true, but doesn't mean it's going to happen next week. I mean, it might happen right now.
Because we don't know the day or the hour.
And that's the thing. People think that they can predict. And I'm like, that's actually not how that works. You won't know. So, sorry. But that's why you can't be believing people all the time. And you got to be on guard, people. But you're not. And you're believing Lil Nas. Okay?
That's a problem. What does that name even mean?
Lil Nas X. It reminds me of, what's his name? I said Elton John.
LL Cool J. Ice-T.
No.
Snoop Dogg.
No, wait. The guy, the Tesla guy.
Elon Musk?
Yeah, his son's name. It reminds me of the
X-A Angel. He can't even pronounce it. You can't even say it.
Somebody brought it up in an interview, and he was like, what's that? And then the guy goes,
that's your son's name?
And he was like, oh, yeah. And then there was that a rapper named X
Tenacion or yeah, something.
And I'm like, what are these names even?
I can't even say that.
What are you doing, people? It's
Dula Peep.
Dula Peep.
Dula Peep.
Honestly, go ahead. I mean, that may be better than what is the actual
Dua
one?
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. I almost said Dula Peepa.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
People are creative. I'll say that. They're creative.
Oh my gosh.
I can't. It's just the whole celebrity world.
It's interesting how we elevate people we don't even know.
Yeah. And like, I was talking to somebody about this the other day. It was probably months ago. Anyway. But.
What? I don't know why. This reminded me that this is a rabbit trail.
Okay.
Have you seen the Sulavu TikTok?
Sulavu?
No. What is Sulavu?
There's this comedian.
Say la vie.
Yes.
And he's telling a story and he goes Sulavu or whatever.
And he said it like not ironically. He thought
was being funny, but he said it in a way that most people thought were like, what is this man saying? And
Sulavu
killed me. I thought it was so funny.
I'm going to start saying
that.
Because
it was the Sulavu or whatever. But you knew exactly what he was saying.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Anyway. We're talking about elevating people to celebrity.
Yeah. The fact that... Okay, remember like a couple years ago when we did the episode on things that like trip me out?
Yeah.
Or like trippy thing, you know? Yeah. It's just trippy, for lack of a better word, to me that, like you said, normal people that we don't even know, like we just... throw money at them. And they're millionaires and billionaires. For what? Because you sing a song?
Mm-hmm.
Or actors? And like,
mm-hmm.
the whole thing is, the entertainment industry is just so odd to me.
Yeah.
Like when you really think about it.
Pay my bills.
Yeah. And then these people.
This sounds terrible. It's like, but you're no one. You're just me.
Exactly.
You've just elevated.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. Like, the whole idea of celebrity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's honestly just like, you got lucky in a way. Like it could have been anybody.
Yeah.
But you worked your way up, or you knew somebody or whatever. I mean, and yes, there are talented people, but why do we worship that so much? And it's like,
mm-hmm.
like if you're in the same room with one of them, you're just like,
oh, I know like, this person, like you don't feel that way if you're like, in the room with a heart surgeon.
Right.
Somebody like could save your life if you needed it.
It's just odd.
And don't get me wrong. Like, I very much appreciate the arts. And I will go full nerd over, like, exceptional acting and what went on behind the scenes, how they blocked the shots. Like, all of that.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. It's awesome. I love it. And there's absolutely a place for that. I just don't understand celebrity.
Yeah, that's weird to me. And, like, I remember... this is kind of... telling on myself a little bit, but years ago, Tim Tebow was
all the church girls were like, I'm gonna marry Fireflies? Tim Tebow.
Was Fireflies. That the, was that the baseball team he was on in Columbia? Fireflies. That sounds correct.
He was on a baseball team?
Yeah, so he played.
How old was he?
This is just like maybe 6 or 7 years ago. Maybe even.
Hold on. He played baseball before he was on football team.
Hold on.
I know nothing.
It was like a, hold on, let's see.
This was recent?
Fireflies, Tim Tebow. I think it was Fireflies. Tim Tebow. If it's not. Yeah. Fireflies.
Okay, wait.
So.
I thought his whole shtick was that he lived, ate, slept, breathed football.
Well, yes, but. I'm trying to, the New York Mets announced Monday that Tim Tebow will begin his professional baseball career with a Class A affiliate, the Columbia Fireflies. This was written in 2017. So, I mean, fairly recent. So, anyway.
I had no idea.
Well, being living in Camden, Columbia Fireflies, like, that was a big thing. So, we go, me and a friend from high school and Ashley, And Steven ended up going with us to one game. And I admittedly was like, oh my God, Tim Tebow. Like, we got his autograph. I got a picture with him and I was just like that. And then Steven, the whole way home, was just cracking up at all of us because we were just like so flabbergasted that we got a picture with Tim Tebow. And he brought that up. And he was like, that's exciting, but like, he's just a person. Yeah, like, just, why was everybody? And I think it stemmed from, I got frustrated because we were getting autographs and somebody threw, even though it was a baseball game, they threw a football up there and it hit me in the head. They were trying to get his autograph. And so I was just angry and I was like, why are people acting so crazy? And Steven was like cracking up because he was like, well, you guys were kind of acting crazy too, but it's just a person. And that kind of stuck with me. And like over the years, I'm like, we do really like worship these people. And for what? Like, why? They're just human beings, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just interesting. And it's one of those things that makes me think like, society's just weird.
But are we even like this? Here I go. Here I go.
Let's hear it.
So eliminating the celebrity
aspect
of this, aren't we like this as people? Because even in friend groups, there's always somebody, because that je ne sais quoi, right? That we all think is cool.
That's true.
We all want to be friends with.
Like high school. Why? Like the it group.
Why? Why do we do this? Why do we seek to elevate others above ourselves so that we can fawn over them?
Yeah.
Or be, you know, like we will elevate them in our own mind and then have a need to be accepted by them.
You're right.
I find that, fascinating.
Yeah.
Like
it's got to stem from like
I just don't understand.
He's dreaming.
Dan. Oh, he's dreaming? That's so sweet. Oh my gosh, that's precious. All he's dreaming, you guys.
He's like making little whimper sounds.
I forgot what I was saying.
The need for like that, and even just in regular friend groups.
Yeah. Why do we do that?
I don't know.
When I got married, we got married at Palmetto Bluff. Mm-hmm. And Palmetto Bluff is known to be a place that a number of celebrities either have, you know, a second home or like a vacation home. They get married there. Yahoo.
Oh, I know what this is going. Yeah.
I personally am not deeply moved by any of that because we're all just people. I'm happy for their success, that they're living good lives. But you know, we're just people.
Right.
So I got married in the chapel there for very special personal reasons. It was my dream to get married at the chapel there. And somebody I knew from my church said with great enthusiasm, I think the following year, because I think I think Cole and I got married like a year before this particular celebrity and his wife. We see them at church. And they bring up like, Justin Bieber got married there too. Did you know Justin Bieber got married there too? And I was like, yeah, cool. I heard. Okay. Woohoo. And they were just like, isn't this just great? And you've been married there now too. Like somehow... The fact that Justin Bieber got married there now validated that I was married there. Like that's so cool.
Like, why would I care? I don't know this person.
This person has no effect on my life whatsoever and certainly doesn't validate my marriage in any way or like where I chose to get married. Who cares?
It
really threw me so much because of who it came from, which I, of course, will not be disclosing. But
can you tell me?
I could tell you. You don't know them, but I could tell you privately. But it really threw me because of my perception of this person that they were so excited about. It's like,
that is weird.
I've never experienced this from you. Anyway, I just thought that was intriguing.
It is odd. It's just an odd.
Why do we do this
as
people?
Why, Ollie?
And why do certain things impact us? I was watching something about I think it was a behavioral analyst, and she was talking about micro expressions and stuff.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how to establish authority or to command authority in a conversation.
Ooh.
And how to non-verbally communicate that you are
elite.
Elite. Yeah. Between a conversation. And I thought it was fascinating. You know what she said?
What?
She claims that you can apply this to anybody you're speaking to, if they're trying to talk down to you or something. When you're speaking to them, you look them in their right eye with your right eye. I'm doing it to you right now. Look at me. And you only speak to them that way. And they will begin to self-soothe.
Oh, that's weird.
She claims. And will begin to try and appease you. Can I do anything for you? What do you need? Like, and they'll like fix their hair and like. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but I was thinking, why? Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. Is it like a dominance thing?
It's a dominance thing. Also, if you speak like this, uh-huh. You steeple your hands, whether you're sitting, people will address you with more respect.
Huh.
It is a dominant position.
That is a very masculine
thing. You see men
thing.
Do that
yeah.
too, yeah.
Especially in like presentations or like, yeah. you know.
Isn't that interesting? The steepling?
Yeah.
Do the steepling.
I'm going to start doing that.
I wish y'all could have seen recently. Anywho.
Good morning.
Hi. Did you have a good nap? You feeling great?
You feeling good?
Wish I could nap and feel great like that.
Same.
Why is it as an adult?
I just want to hurkle durkle every day.
Yes. A good hurkle durkle. But why is it that as adults, you can sleep for so many hours?
Oh, yeah.
Or even take a nap. Like, you know what? A nap sounds top tier right now.
And it does absolutely
nothing.
When
you wake up, you will feel five times
worse
yeah. than you did when you went down for the nap.
I don't.
I thought it was supposed to be relaxing and revitalizing to the body.
Well, it makes me sad the number of years that I wasted my napping abilities, you know?
Like, can you still nap anywhere?
No.
See, I can't nap at all at this point. I don't know.
I try my darndest, and usually it doesn't happen, unless I'm, like, truly exhausted.
Yeah.
But even then, it's like I'm half, like, the other day. We were at home, and I tried to nap. Oliver was napping. Stephen was watching TV. We were all in the bedroom, and I tried, and I, like, was half asleep.
Yeah.
So I was like kind of resting, but I was also very aware of the show he was watching. And like, so it was just not restful. And I've even tried to let go in the guest room and take a nap, but I just lay there and I'm like thinking of all the things that I could be doing to be productive. I should be cleaning the kitchen. I should be blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, kids just don't understand. I used to fight naps. I hated naps. And now I'm like, what I would give for a nap.
Just a good night's sleep would suffice. My gosh. Just waking up feeling rested would be amazing. Meanwhile, we get up, we drink no water, we live off of coffee, and then we're like, oh, I'm
tired. What, that doesn't work?
Why do I have bags under my eyes?
They're designer. That's what I always tell people.
Oh my gosh.
Adulting is grand, isn't it?
Did I send you the meme? Maybe it was a TikTok about,
who knows,
about as a child, you know, I thought that life would be, you know, great and with some crisis thrown in now and again.
Oh,
but as an adult, I've realized that it's just one going from one crisis to the next.
And that's so true.
It is so true. And I understand now, like, oh, no wonder our parents would be testy sometimes. Like,
oh, I know.
Because they're just managing all the crises. Is it crises?
I think so. That's weird.
And as a child, you're just like, life is grand. Yeah. Why are you in a bad mood?
I have so much more respect.
Yeah.
As I yawn, I'm chronically tired. Chronically tired, chronically dehydrated. I need like a third one. What's to round it out? Tired, dehydrated, anxious. Chronically tired, dehydrated, and anxious. Love that for me.
Yeah. That's great for us. We are thriving.
Thriving. Yes, that's the word.
Oh my gosh.
Is that funny? Or is that your fake laugh cry something? What is it? What is it? You woke up and now you're ready to play, huh? Boop, 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 boop,
boop. I'm literally falling asleep.
I just keep talking and look over and you're like passed out. Well, I think this is a This Feels Over moment.
Yeah. This Feels Over. It's the first one of the year. Well, This Feels Over.
It does.
We
It's been a delight.
It's been a delight. I'm going to go Hercule Durkle now. I'm going to go back to bed and stay in bed longer than I need to.
Yes.
Catch up on some sleep.
And I'm going to go feed my son.
Well, on that note,
we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.